Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hot dog, boy, I'll tell you, man. Headphones got caught up in...
Mess around and get these old headphone wires tied up in one of these wheels on these chairs and your ass is in trouble.
You're going to be late, for break.
You had to lay down on the floor and do the show.
I'm going to do this without a mic this time.
Or
the headphones this time. Welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive at 3 o'clock hour. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour, not only do the Astros get going at 3:40, but we will hear from Robert Flores, MLB Network. He will join us, and we'll get his thoughts on the Astros and their newest, well, I guess he's new, but Carlos Correa, an old friend joining the club and everything else as we are entering into the stretch run of the Major League Baseball season, as it is August at this point now. So we'll talk to Roflo coming up here in a bit. Clint, the lineup is out today as the Astros will look to sweep the Miami Marlins on the road right after they got swept by Boston. They look to make that thing up. The lineup is out. As we know, Spencer Arrighetti is pitching coming up tonight or today here, his first start since April. But the lineup is out against another guy who I believe's last name was made up. Jansen Junk. I don't believe that there have been Junks for
that's awesome.
100 of years. I've honest to God, I believe Jansen, maybe his father, his grandfather, somebody went in there and changed their last name, like Terry Hulk Hogan changed his from Bolea to Hogan. I believe that this Jansen Junk fella, his last name, and he is not coming from a bunch of ancestors of junk. I don't believe that. That one seems to be made up. But Jansen Junk gets the ball for the Marlins today. The lineup, Correa leading off to the chagrin of Tyler Milner. And then Sanchez, he's batting second. He's been really, really good at the top of the order for the Astros. Altuve, who went deep yesterday, is batting third and playing second tonight. Walker Caratini is catching. I'll say tonight one more time, and I'm going to take myself out. Caratini is catching today with Yiner Diaz as the DH. Trammell is in center field, Cam Smith, and then Dubon is playing shortstop as Jeremy Pena gets the day off. And Clint, there is a part in that lineup that I want to go to, and that is Victor Caratini catching today.
Clint, I've been in such a good mood, Ron.
Because
last night I was losing my ish. I don't know if you saw me on Twitter.
Listen, that when the postseason starts, and that's going to be probably for the Astros when the games really, really matter, unless this West thing gets closer. But Clint, when those games start,
I'll see you in October.
They're going to have a real serious conversation about who is going to be behind the plate defensively. I know Yiner Diaz is the young future catcher for this team and a guy that he's starting to swing the bat again. He went deep again yesterday. But Clint, his defense is so bad. So bad. So bad. That game Sunday in the fourth inning, those pass balls that he let get past in Framber's start against the Red Sox, those were absolutely unacceptable from a major league catcher. It's just ridiculous. Those were pass balls that were in the air that went past him. That hell, let alone that he can't throw a soul out. I know you're not a huge defensive person, Clint, but they're losing games, and they're going to lose games, and the playoffs, as we know, are always usually tight games. And
it's little league BS, man.
If you have any kind of speed, you can get to third.
Yeah.
Like you can get to third by stealing bases off of Yiner Diaz. And you might get to third because he doesn't catch it. He was so lazy not to get down and block those pitches or to move his body over to get in front of him to catch him. I know he swings the bat well. But I mean, he is a legit liability behind the plate, Clint.
No question about it. I've been saying it for a month and a half now. Like I just don't understand how it's not viewed as a major, major concern. Not just now, but a month ago. This is against quality baseball teams. It's going to end up hurting you, not just a little bit. It's going to hurt in a major, major way. I mean, because look, you can also, I mean, if you really want to get nitpicky on him, which you don't need to, because like you said, he is just lazy, nonchalant about all of it. But if we really want to be honest about him, like his inability to accurately and effectively frame a pitch.
That too, yeah.
I mean, if you watch him, watching the next time he catches.
Doesn't he do this number?
He overcorrects. He'll take a ball that is slightly outside. Instead of framing it over the outside corner of the plate, he tries to pull it all the way into the heart of the plate. And it's like, it's there's no way. You ain't fooling nobody with that. Now the umpire maybe the umpire's not paying attention. Maybe it's not a big deal. But you watch other catchers, man, and there is just a slight tick of the wrist to get that thing on the black, on the edges. And you watch him every time. It's an exaggerated, over-exaggerated jerking of the mitt across the plate. And I just don't. Like I don't think any of it's good, and I'm with you. We've talked a lot about, hey man, you got too many bats, you got too many infielders, you got too many DHs, he's gonna have to catch.
Listen, Clint, I know, but they're at least going to have to, think about taking him out when the game's tight late. I mean, let me ask you this. Is he that much this year a better hitter than Victor Caratini?
No.
To oversee, what he does defensively? Victor's not great defensively, but Victor's catching the ball. Like, Victor's going to keep those two balls that Framber threw in the fourth inning on Sunday. I mean, he's going to catch them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's gonna catch him. You may have a chance to throw some of these guys out. Clint, they started, Clint Tyler, they started an offseason. They said we've got to move the best player in the history of the franchise from second base to the outfield because the defense is so poor. We gotta move Altuve.
That is a stroke goat.
I'm just saying they moved Altuve specifically because the defense was My God. And we sat here and said, yeah, I know Altuve's not a great defensive player, but I never sat and just thought, like, God, man, they're losing games. I mean, the only time is when he couldn't throw the ball to first base during that COVID season.
Them damn yips.
He had about a three-week period where he couldn't throw the ball to first base. But outside of that, I didn't think it was that. Like, you watch every night damn near with Yiner. Anybody with any kind of speed.
I was cussing him last night, dude.
It was just first, just go.
Like, he gets up on that strike three pass ball to the backstop, and he's like, head up his ass, like, just jogging, like, lily-gagging over to the baseball. And I'm like, what are we doing? The bat is nice. Not a lot of you Astros fans coming to me on Twitter about whenever I was in my anger tweeting about Yiner's glove. Y'all were telling me, you know, but his bat. Yeah, and he's been hot, and that's great, and I'll take every run I can get with the Astros in 2025. But that doesn't excuse this BS behind the dish for Yiner. It's pitiful.
Yeah, text line coming through. All you guys do is complain, always focusing on the negative. They're in first place. Nah, man, we're looking at what's going to happen when they get in the postseason. The Astros already play tight games. And the postseason, as you all know, you've watched it, is full of tight games. And there is a massive, massive issue and liability of somebody who touches the ball every single pitch.
And I would add on, Texter, we don't just complain and complain. We just taught you how to properly smack some ass a second ago. So just relax, grumpy ass.
Yeah, and
look, I don't know how how do you talk about the Astros 4 hours a day and not talk about Yiner Diaz being a liability behind the plate? What do you want to hear?
That is well
what do you want to talk about? You want us to get on here and stroke Jesus Sanchez?
No, I just said Altuve
and Dana Brown for the moves. I mean, what do you want to hear, man? Like, what? How, if you're an Astros fan, I don't know one Astros fan right now that if you walked up and had a 10-minute conversation with them about the Astros with no distractions, Yiner Diaz behind the plate and how bad it's been isn't going to come up. Are you all just like
that?
Like, I wonder if that individual ever has a conversation that has a negative connotation. Like, is it just avoid negativity in your world?
Sunshine and rainbow.
I mean, what do you want to hear? What do you want to listen to? What do you want to watch? Do you want a stroke show?
It is so bad, Clint.
Not do you want to stroke show. I mean, do you want a stroke, like a radio show that is just a stroke job all day long? Man, get the hell out of here, man.
Hughley has came in.
Soft ass talking about all y'all are negative, man. Have a real conversation.
Can't promise I won't turn it down. But I look, but I'm still so serious about this, Clint. I would look at it if by the grace of God, Yordan Alvarez could find himself back on this team. I know it is so bad in important playoff games. I could entertain putting Yordan in left field, Altuve at second, and Diaz as the DH with Caratini catcher. Like, I could entertain that thought.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Alvarez, he's not an awful outfielder. It's more about him hurting himself.
But the problem with that, Ron, is then the guy I just mentioned who has been in the lineup and done well, and you made you traded for him, you know, at the trade deadline. If Yordan plays left, then he's got a DH, or he's got to sit the pine.
Sanchez, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's where the problem comes with Diaz. When it's a third baseman, a second baseman, or a left fielder, or a DH, you can work that. You can't throw another position in, right? You know what I mean? Like, you can't throw another position in right now. Or if Yordan comes back, you can't throw another position in and get them in the DH mix because there's not enough DH spots.
You don't see this at catcher a lot, but it is almost a thought that you have to. Like, we've talked about, hey, late in the game, if it's a one-run game.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
In the eighth inning, do you take Altuve out for defensive purposes?
Right.
I think you have to entertain that with Yiner Diaz. Because in a one-run game, if you're leading and anybody with any kind of speed gets on, I mean,
yeah,
they're going to get in a scoring position.
I didn't see this one coming, Ron. I'll be honest.
I knew he wasn't going to be Maldi.
I knew he wasn't going to be Machete, but I didn't see this. I mean, it's
he's going to have to put in some serious work in the offseason to get his game to fit, because he's got to be the future catcher for you right now. Yeah. But it's that Sunday. I mean, it's one thing, you're not throwing a soul out. I mean, okay, but that Sunday, and he did, as you said yesterday, he had another pass ball yesterday.
And jogged to it.
Yeah, I mean, could you get on your horse, please, to go get it? But that one Sunday, that was two runs between him and Framber, who can't field a bunt. And a pass ball in the air.
It's maddening.
He did like an Olay sweep twice.
Wow, it looks like that spanking of the ass you were doing a second ago.
It's
a variation.
But it was, and I'm just like, what is going on here?
I mean, like you said too, like with that moment you just mentioned, two runs, and like you said a second ago, I mean, how many games have we seen this year with the lack of offense for these Astros that ain't in freaking 2-1 losses?
It's
come on!
Now, luckily,
demand more.
Luckily, his bat is starting to come around. And you could say, but man, boy, we're getting the seventh inning. This sucker's tight in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we might move on. That is a
no-brainer move right there, because you're putting in Caratini, who is, one, a switch hitter, and two, just damn sure just as clutch a bat, if not long-term this year, going to be the numbers going to be similar. So, I think that's definitely in the cards.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, if we're in the playoffs and that game against the Red Sox, would that be a team you could play in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're the hottest team in the league. I might have taken him out. I may have mid-inning taken him out. I may have put Victor Caratini in after the second one.
Vic, get the equipment on.
Come on, man.
Well, you didn't bring your shin guards, you used Diaz.
He's injured. I'll fake it for you. He's injured. Coming up, it's Wednesday. A little stock up, stock down right here for the Houston Texans as they're in training camp. Stock up, stock down, coming up next.
Tootski, come on. Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Every football season brings highs
Yes! Rock and roll!
And Lowe's.
Every week, though. There's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. Every hump day, every Wednesday, right here on Houston's leading afternoon sports talk program. That'd be this one, The Drive, Sterner and Hughley. We do Stock Up, Stock Down, and we are talking Texans. They are in training camp, obviously. And right now, they are up at training camp in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. You're going to hear from Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne live from up there in the 5 o'clock hour later today. A little stock action for Texans camp as it continues on. And I want to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley. Stock up for you, Ron, at this moment in time for these 2025 Texans in camp.
My stock up is what I believe is the story of the day today, and that is Christian Harris. Christian Harris, who I have said I believe is one of the most talented defensive players on this team, he brings something to the table that this defense does not have in the linebacking core. He is fast. He can move. He can run. He can tackle. If you need to look back what he's capable of, hell with what D'Amico had to say about him being the best linebacker, most talented linebacker he's coached. By the way, he's coached what many people believe to be the best linebacker in the game, and Fred Warner, not to mention a very athletic Dre Greenlaw. But that's Christian Harris. And Christian Harris, Clint, they do walkthroughs today. We ain't seen his ass on the field once. They do walkthroughs today, and Christian Harris is number one on the defense. And this is a defense that has been kicking ass, taking names every single day from this offense, playing well. EJ Speed has played well. Henry Toa has played well. Azeez has been picking people off and played well. But nonetheless, Christian Harris, we ain't seen his ass with the team. This is the first day he's been on the field, Clint, and Christian Harris is dressed and put in with the ones with Azeez Alshire. So my stock up, and I agree with it because this has a chance to be one of the best draft picks, if he can stay healthy, that Nick Caserio has had when it comes to value and everything. A linebacker as good as him. Go watch what he did to Lamar Jackson in that playoff game, man. Mm-hmm. He is special. So stock up to Christian Harris coming right in and being with the one.
Love him jumping right in there. Love the fact that he's healthy, but love him jumping right in there because, I just think that this defense is going to be at its best when you have a true Mike linebacker and a speed backer next to him. No pun intended, EJ Speed. And so I think you got your first string is Azeez Alshire. Your backup Mike is Henry Toa. I think your first string wheel linebacker, if you will, I think is going to be Christian Harris and or EJ Speed, one of those two. I think that is the best look for this, the best structure, if you will, for this linebacker room. And so, it's on brand for the Texans to throw those guys right in there as soon as they possibly can be on the field. But I think this one is real. The interesting thing, and we hadn't talked much about this, maybe we will down the line here, but when you look at this defense, I think this defense, as we've come to know at this training camp, is already one of the best defenses in the league. And if you really look at it, there's been no Foley Fatakasi. There's been no D'Anico Autry. There's been no Derek Barnett. There's been no Christian Harris. There's been no Jimmy Ward. You got a lot of guys that are going to factor into this thing. And I'm not talking about depth players. I'm talking about guys that are going to factor into this thing.
They weren't even on the depth chart.
Yeah. I mean, you got guys that, three or four or five guys, that just changed the defense across the board. And we haven't even seen those guys yet. Good to finally see Christian Harris at least on the field in walkthrough fashion with the ones.
Sticking right there with you, Dirty Red, our former NFL quarterback, Clint Sterner. Your stock up for the Houston Texans in 2025 to this point at camp.
Mine's Kamari Lassiter, and this isn't a Kamari Lassiter stock up from last year where I didn't know if he could play outside corner. Clearly, he proved me to be dead-ass wrong with that, and he's done a phenomenal job. But I think even this training camp, from the time we started this thing, the talk was about Derek Stingley Jr. getting the big money, being one of the best corners in the league, Will Anderson, D'Anico Autry, yada, yada, yada. And if you listen to what not just D'Amico Ryans, but I think a couple of players have said it as well, Kamari Lassiter and his physicality and the intensity that he brings, the emotion that he shows, is literally not just a piece on this defense. He is at times the thermostat in the room. He is the one that's dictating the standard that needs to be set or met. He is a much bigger piece to this defense than just cornerback two. And I just to no surprise, but I think it's starting to take hold on this defense and become real. He's a guy that moves the needle for this defense, I think, consistently. So I'm going to go with Kamari Lassiter in a big way.
And they're going to need him because he is going to get a lot of opportunities because I think that's the side of the ball or the field teams are going to try to go to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they're smart, they'll go away from Stingley Jr., but boy, the way he's making CJ pay.
Woo-wee.
Got those stock ups out of the way. The good news, now we got to talk about the bad. Stock down for the Houston Texans. You are listening to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley every Wednesday this time. Stock up, stock down. Back to you, Ron. What's your stock down at this moment for the Houston Texans to this point in camp?
All right, I just want to make it very clear. During that exchange, we only got one text in during that exchange about all the good things that we said about the Texans. But here
so
we
negative.
Go. But here we go. Now it is the stock down. For me, stock down is Nick Caserio and in particularly his offensive line draft. And we look at it today, Clint, and this is something maybe we could talk about a little bit later on the show. We see and understand that Blake Fisher is not somebody who he drafted in the second round last year that started playoff games and games down the stretch of the season is not even the next guy on the list when it comes. Now, hell with not starting. He's not the swing tackle, right? They decided to move three positions in it instead of just moving him in to a tackle spot. So that looks bad. And then they did the ones today, Clint, and of course, Cam Robinson was still not out there even in the walkthrough. And today's ones, Clint, was Ariante Ursery, Lakin Tomlinson, Jake Andrews, Ed Ingram at right guard, and Titus Howard at right tackle. Juice Scruggs was the one who had gone in at right guard previously when Cam got down, and now it's Ed Ingram, and now Juice Scruggs, somebody else, they moved up to go get in the second round. And then we all know about that person they traded to get C.J. Gardner-Johnson to Philly and Kenyon Green. You got 2 second round picks in Blake Fisher and Juice Scruggs, who one, it doesn't look, not only look like they will not start this year right off the bat in the top five, that they will now also potentially not even be the next guys to go in if somebody goes down. And so to me, that is a stock down for Nick Caserio. He's been really good in a lot of other places. Kamari Lassiter, the cornerback position, he's been good. The receiver position, he's been really good. This offensive line thing has just not gone his way.
Yeah, not a lot of good things, in the last year or so regarding the Texans' O-line. Get better, Caserio. Clint, stock down for you to round us out.
Well, I'm going to stay right there on brand with the offensive line. I'm not going to put Nick in the crosshairs, even though that was tremendous. That was tremendously laid out there. I'm going to go with Juice Scruggs. I would have lost a good amount of money. I thought Juice Scruggs would definitely be in the best five on this team at guard, center, guard. One of those three positions I thought he would be when this whole thing set out. And to your point, Ron, it looks like he's competing with Ed Ingram at this point in time to be in the two deep if Titus Howard is believed to be a guard. There's a chance that Juice Scruggs could not even be in the two deep. Now I think when this thing unfolds, I think the last thing they're going to do is bury a former second round pick in his second year. There's just too much security comes with being a second round pick for that to happen. But boy, I thought he would be a shoe-in for a starting interior offensive lineman. And here he is, looks like he's fighting for his life to be in the 2D. That's for me, it's Juice. Stock
maybe
down.
They're trying to teach lessons to those guys, but even that's not a good thing, right? Not if Ursary is able to jump right in and be a starter. Well, hope he works out.
You would expect, like, here's the thing. You would expect, like, I would expect Juice Scruggs, at the very least, to be at the guard, center guard position, what Titus is to the tackle position, right? Like right now, Titus is your best option at tackle if adversity hits immediately. Boom, go right now. Put Titus Howard at right tackle. We'll figure it out inside. I would think that guard, center guard, the minute that something happens, any guard, center guard, across the board, the minute anything happened, boom, Juice is the guy, no doubt. But that is not the case. It's not the case at center. It's clearly not the case at either of the guard positions at this point in time. So I expected a little more out of Juice, big picture, this season in camp, and it seems like he's going the wrong direction. We'll see if that comes to fruition, but it seems like he's going the wrong direction.
All right, coming up, our guy Robert Flores is, as the Astros get going, he'll join us to talk about what we're looking at with this stretch run and how people are looking at the Astros. We'll do that next.
Some people need to get those verbal hands every now and then. In fact, more often than not.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As the Astros, they're about to be underway as they are looking to sweep the Miami Marlins, coming off the sweep from the Red Sox, looking to sweep the Miami Marlins, and a big day for Spencer Arrighetti as he gets the ball for the Astros. But we are joined by our guy, Robert Flores, MLB Network. Make sure you catch RoFlo as he co-hosts MLB Central weekdays at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Plus, MLB Network has the Mariners and the White Sox tomorrow afternoon, so check them out as well. But RoFlo, we appreciate you jumping in. The Astros are looking to sweep one of the hottest teams in baseball coming into this series, the Marlins, who had won five straight. But I think the big one today is Spencer Arrighetti. He has not pitched since April, and they are pretty strong when it comes to the first two guys in their rotation. But they need to find other guys behind him.
Yeah, and Arrighetti is part of that equation, or at least potentially, along with guys like Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, Lance McCullers. I think that's one of the X factors for the rest of this season for the Astros. What does the rest of the rotation beyond Brown and Fromberg look like? And I would also throw J.P. France into that mix as well. When Arrighetti, when he's right, he can be very effective. And I thought he was very impressive at times last year. And unfortunately, we just haven't been able to see him very much this year at all.
Well, what do you think, you know, I guess how optimistic are you? I'm not, because if you look at each one of the guys that you mentioned, I mean, Spencer Arrighetti having not pitched for 4 months is one thing, or 3 months, whatever it's been, is one thing. But the other guys are double-digit months and long-term have been out. I mean, when I look big picture, we got about six options here to make a dent in this starting rotation. And I just got to believe that one or two of them is going to work out. How do you feel about the role of the third and fourth starter for the Astros not biting them in the ass long-term?
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, just going back to the original question, I think that's the X factor for this season. It might be the X factor, guys, because when you look at what the lineup now looks like with Pena back, with Correa, Christian Walker starting to swing it a little bit, Jesus Sanchez, and if Yordan comes back, you know, that's a very deep, flexible lineup. But you're right. What's the pitching staff going to look like beyond Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown? And I think it's just, let's just throw a whole bunch of dudes out there, and maybe one of them, like you said, is going to stick and maybe make an impact.
RoFlo, your colleague Tom Ferducci on the deadline day said that the Astros got the best player traded on the deadline in Carlos Correa, which was interesting to me when you look at a lot of the names that went around or that was traded. Suarez is one that comes to mind that went to the Mariners. But when you look at Correa's numbers, obviously it doesn't really say that for what he had been doing in Minnesota. Where do you see Carlos Correa right now and the type of addition he is to this Astros team?
Well, I think it's almost two layers to this question or to that question. They needed someone. If Isak Paredes doesn't get hurt, I'm not sure that Carlos Correa is back on the Astros. I really believe that. As far as what is he going to be, I think returning back to the Astros organization, I don't think that should be dismissed. I think that is a thing. That is something that impacts this whole idea and notion. But he has struggled with injuries, and he will be the first to tell you he was not the best version of himself in Minneapolis. Can he get close to the 2021 version of himself before he left? I don't know. That remains to be seen. But I think returning home and being back in familiar surroundings, I think that will help.
Why? Why has he said or expressed, or what's the thought of why he wasn't his best self in Minnesota?
For that, I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that he, sometimes injuries are bad luck, right? Plantar fasciitis, for instance. I don't know why he got that. I don't know why it cost him so much of the season, but I've had it and I know it hurts like hell, and you got to sleep with this crazy sock on while your foot flexed up and the whole thing, and it's ridiculous looking. But I don't know. But I do believe that there is something to certain guys once they come back to a place where they've had success, they can sometimes find it again.
What do you think of the Diaz situation behind the plate on the defensive side? I don't even know if that's nationally on y'all's radar, Roflo. Yeah. But I know here locally, I don't view baseball, Major League.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball, it's hard to in our business. I don't view Major League Baseball like, oh, it's a long season. There's 162 games. No, I watch every game and I may panic a little bit. And I've been on the panic train with Diaz behind the plate. And it's more or less the lackadaisical, nonchalant stuff that gets him in trouble consistently, knowing it's going to bite him in the playoffs or when it matters against good baseball teams. Is that even on y'all's radar nationally when you think about the Astros? And if so, what's your thoughts around Diaz behind the plate?
I know that last year during the postseason, Tom Verducci did a great breakdown of the Astros. I believe it was game two against the Tigers where they had a lead and ultimately couldn't hold it. And a lot of the blame was placed on the relief pitchers. But there was one particular sequence where Yainer Diaz did not put forth either the best effort or the best, how can I say, result, certainly. And it was poor fundamentals. And yes, it is something that we have talked about. Now, as far as, to be fair, this year, I have not noticed it as much as I have in years past, and certainly last year. So I feel like he's gotten a little bit better, but admittedly, I don't know what the metrics say as far as framing and pass balls and things like that.
All right, Robert Flores joins us. Make sure you catch him as he hosts MLB Central weekdays 9 a.m. And also tomorrow on MLB Network, Mariners, White Sox, and that's a big game for the Astros because the Mariners they have been surging. They got a lot of maybe no team more aggressive at the deadline than the Mariners. Is this a real race to you right now? Like, yes. Do you think the Mariners are capable of catching this Astros team?
I think the Rangers also are capable of catching this Astros team. So this is a three-team race. I would be shocked if it didn't come down to the final week, days of the season.
Really?
I have a feeling that I think two of those three teams are getting into the postseason. I don't know if all three are. That's just my gut. I think that what the Mariners have done, they finally have a lineup that potentially can match their starting pitching. The Rangers have had the best starting pitching all along. I would give a slight edge even over the Mariners, but their offense has been in such shambles throughout the year. They're starting to get right. But if you're the Rangers and you can get in and you can throw DeGrom and Eovaldi in a short series, that's really tough to beat. But I think this is a compelling race. It's not a two-team race. It's a three-team race.
Roflo, real quick, you mentioned Yordan Alvarez a little earlier. This hand has been, I mean, we've got 60% healed. We've heard 80% healed. We've had setbacks. What are you hearing nationally on the Yordan Alvarez front?
I don't know. it's the damnedest thing. I mean, I don't know, guys. I'm assuming he's coming back. The last thing that I read was Dana Brown saying, I believe I read this last week, that there's a good chance Yordan could be back with the big league club by mid-August. mid-August is next week.
Come on,
I don't know, man. I really don't. I know that this is something that he has struggled with before. I remember last year, if memory serves, he missed some games with this. But, yeah, I'm with you. I know Astro fans are frustrated. I get it. But I don't know what to tell you.
You know, the most interesting thing, Roflo, and I think as an Astros fan, I can speak for some of us. I mean, it's one thing that a player's not ready to be back. I think most of us that are level-headed can go, hey, man, I hate to see it, and it sucks as a fan, but it's part of the game. The most interesting part of it is, and I know you've answered this question multiple times, but the most interesting part is Dana Brown, just his injury reports, and really the Astros ability to communicate or not communicate. Like, just don't, just say no comment. Like, the inability to act to accurately, you know, communicate with the fan base, the media, ultimately with these injuries, I think is what's it's almost become comical at this point with these guys.
Well, look, the Astros run their organization how they see fit, and you know they feel like they're doing the best that they can for their club and what's ultimately best for the organization. I believe that is, you know, as much disclosure and information is best. Obviously, there's certain instances where you want to keep things in house, but I really don't see why having the same message consistently throughout the organization and being as forthright as possible is a bad thing. And that, I'm not saying that the Astros haven't done that. I'm just saying that I don't know why they seemingly are. I will say this. They seemingly are one of the few organizations in baseball where this comes up, right? And I don't know why that is. I don't follow enough of the other teams in the league to know why that is, but clearly they have a reason for it. The bottom line is Yordan needs to be able to get back. If Yordan Alvarez does not come back to this team, they're not winning the World Series. They're not getting to the World Series. I mean, you can put that in bold headline, giant font, and that's not a hot take. That it is what it is.
All right, Astros fans, that's Robert Flores of MLB Network. We're out of time here. You can get after him on Twitter and Instagram and all that. He'll be waiting on you.
Robert closed the door with aggressiveness.
He said, "That ain't like a promo to me."
Rob,
a spoiler.
We appreciate it, brother. Thank you for giving us a few minutes of your day, man.
You got it, man. I'm at the gym, and I'm just wondering why I work so damn hard and look so damn mediocre.
Hey, just imagine what you'd look like if you didn't.
Championship hair.
Come on, baby. What lens are we looking through? All right, y'all. Check out RoFlo. He's a co-host on MLB Central weekdays at 9 a.m. Central Time. Plus, MLB Network has the Mariners and White Sox tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Central as well. RoFlo does a tremendous job on the show. He's made for TV. Don't let him fool you, man. He is he's a beaut, man. It's always good to have him on. All right, now CJ Stroud, y'all. CJ Stroud speaks from camp today. Will we see more CJ Stroud in preseason week one versus the Vikings than expected? How's the install going? How's it feel going against this championship caliber defense every single day? Hear from your quarterback next right here on Sports Radio 610.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.